This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. Thanks for joining me. This is Chris Witt's Morning Devotions. It's very interesting what's said in coffee shops. I heard about the day two women were sitting together, sharing their coffee, having a bit of a chat. They were talking about work, and one of them said something very interesting. I don't hate my job, but it's killing my soul. What on earth was she talking about? How can you be in a job like that you don't hate your job, yet it's killing your soul? If it was me, I'd look for another job. Killing your soul, that sounds serious. Maybe you're one of the 50% of employed people who are not happy in their jobs, and that's what came out of a survey in 2016 conducted by Survey Sampling International. Only a small number of people are actively doing something or anything to change their situation. They don't like their job, and yet they stay at it. Now, it's not an easy problem to resolve, of course, but it seems, from what the research says, that many of us are willing to settle doing something we don't like, and worse than that, something that's doing us harm. Now, it's important, I think, to realise that we're made up of body, mind and soul. We don't often talk about the soul, but here's the question. Do you care for your soul? The soul, the spiritual part of each of us, it's probably the deepest part of who we are. You can't see it, but it's there, the innermost part of that person. I believe we have a soul at the moment of conception, but the Bible says that God knew us even before we became living souls. It says in Genesis 2, verse 7, "The Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul." So there's more to us than our possessions. We have an inner life. A soul, which, while it's invisible, is of utmost importance. Your soul is a living thing that needs nurture, care and attention. So if there's one book that you should try and understand in about the soul, it's the Psalms. Down to earth, honest, and the Psalms, which are in the Old Testament, mirror the array of emotions, and they really validate our deepest need. There's poetry and there's songs in the Psalms. It's a great window into the soul, offering insights how to care for your soul. So if you haven't read the Psalms, I encourage you to do that. And what intrigues me about the Psalms is the relationship that emerges between David, who wrote a lot of the Psalms, and his own soul. He says, "As a deer gets thirsty for streams of water, I am really thirsty for you, my God. In my heart, I'm thirsty for the living God. When will I see your face? Why am I discouraged? Why am I restless? I trust you and I'll praise you because you help me and you are my God." It's almost like David is a pastor to his own soul. He listens to himself, his own needs, and he points it toward God. He'd become skilled. I think he wasn't perfect, of course, but he was skilled in the art of caring for his soul. So when was the last time you stopped and thought about your soul? Maybe you haven't given much thought to the fact you've got a soul, and you may have ignored it or denied it, even lied about it or shut it up, neglected it. It's strange that we should do that, but we've become very skillful today at ignoring and neglecting our soul until something goes wrong and those gaps in our busy days come unexpectedly and we feel just like David. We're desperately in need, you know, thirsty. I need a drink of water, he's saying there in Psalm 42. And when we feel empty or alienated or overwhelmed, it's a parched feeling, a sense of wanting a drink. We want something from God, his love, his life. But again, unfortunately, we've learned to drown our thirst for God with distractions like the TV, the media, shopping, music, hobbies, the internet, or going to parties, or just becoming so busy we don't have time to think about it. So there does need to be a time and place to sit in silence, listen to God, listen to our own selves. So don't get distracted. Give ourselves to the space and the time that God wants to give instead of that accumulation of things. So the noise of the world, it's not good, of course, but we can find time. So when you take care of your soul, you're actually taking care of yourself. Heavenly Father, thank you. These are deep and meaningful things that I do need to consider. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.